Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, dogs? Welcome to the Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we revisit some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. Podcasts, they're released after the morning show on Thursdays. And today, maybe it's not Cakes' favorite memory.
It's my least favorite memory.
But it's something that we laugh about.
This goes back to, I believe, 2008.
Yes.
When the Washington then Redskins started off the season, I believe it was a 4-1 start for
again the then St. Louis Rams.
Yes, it was the Washington Zornskins taking on the St. Louis Rams at FedEx,
and we were starting to get horny for Zorny.
Coached by former Skins assistant Jim Haslett.
Jim Haslett had the helm there in St. Louis, and.
And by the way, this was I can't remember what the Vegas line was, but it had to be pretty big because Washington at the time was 4-1. They were off to a really good start.
Right.
Jason Campbell was having a good year. And the Rams were 0-4 at the time.
So that must have been why I was overzealous and I got out over my skis. And
I think you basically said there's no chance in the world that the Rams come in to FedEx and
beat
Washington.
How do you think he said it, Jason?
I don't know. How do you think he's at?
I'm going to guess. I was like, oh, I see. The Rams are coming in, and the Redskins are going to blow their doors off.
Yeah, I said, you want to bet on that?
The Redskins will be 5-1.
Right, so I put it out there. And, of course, Jason, you know, he smelled blood in the water and the fact that I'm just a lifelong mush. So he was going to take whatever bet I threw out there. And somehow we landed on the wager being if the Rams somehow won the game, that I would drive Jason to and from work for an entire week.
What I can't remember, and maybe you were hooked by this, is at this time, I'm guessing we were in Fairfax. So it wasn't so bad. Like, if we were...
Oh, really?
No, it wasn't so bad?
No, we weren't
in Fairfax.
We were in Lanham? Because if we were in Lanham at the time...
I'm pretty sure we were in Lanham.
I'm not sure.
Because that was 2000...
That was 08.
Eight.
I know 2008, though, we've left HFS. We've come back to Fairfax.
Here's what I know.
We went back to Lanham at some point. We kept going back and forth.
Here's what I remember.
By the way, free parking in both of those places and not in D.C.
Clearly superior to where we work now. Any place with free parking, superior to working in Washington, D.C., where parking is just a big, gigantic scam. But that's another story for another day.
I could have sworn we were still in Lanham, but it was so long ago, I don't remember.
Either way, I had to wake up so early. Once the Rams wind up coming into Washington.
Well, let's think. Only to Ashburn in the morning, that's a good 45 minutes to
minimum. It's probably an hour.
Minutes.
It's probably an hour.
Right.
Yep. Even with no traffic whatsoever.
And then the dagger is when you finish work at 10 after a long day's work.
Yes.
You're done at 10.
But hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay. The Rams had no business coming in here and beating the stupid Washington Redskins that week.
Right.
Okay,
It was a typical Redskins choke job.
By the way, the Rams didn't score an offensive touchdown in the game, and somehow still won.
They didn't.
All right, so let's.
Josh Brown had 4 field goals.
What a joke!
So let's revisit how this all went down in 2008. Cakes making an epic bet with Jason, forcing him to drive him to work and back home from work every day for a week.
I am Cakes for Hire today. I would love it if a listener would come down and actually bring me some driving gloves. I think I'm going to be doing a lot of driving this week. I think it's only apropos that I look the part.
I don't think you're going to get any Redskin fans buying you driving
gloves. Well, Redskins Nation, they officially hate your boy, Johnny Snakes. Yeah. They actually want to roast me on a spit. Yeah.
Well, on my head.
You are responsible for the loss.
Well, I'm clearly not responsible. Though, all the superstitious people out there.
We'll
keep the blame on your boy, Cakes.
You know how many text messages I got during the game?
I'm sure
thanks,
you
Cakes.
Did.
Yeah. Thanks, Cakes. Nice job, Cakes.
As many as I Cakes.
Do you know how many messages there are on the JunkiesRadio.com message board?
4 million, probably.
In fact, somebody actually, I think, figured out your address. It's not hard. You just go to Zaba Search.
Right.
And figured out Lurch's address.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that it's 126 miles round trip.
Oh, yeah. It's no, it's no hop, skip, and a jump, John Paul.
So
it's quite a long
day.
It's quite a long circuitous route. No. There is a silver lining.
What is the silver lining?
The silver lining is that the Lurch Papa is playing golf not once, but twice this week. So I'm off the hook 2 days out of the week.
He gets hooked.
Here you go.
Yes. Tomorrow and Thursday, you can talk.
And the bet was 1 week. We're not talking about like 2 weeks of total of 5 days.
Oh, they carry over till next week. I didn't tell you that.
It was 1 week last time I checked.
I feel bad for you anyway, so I hooked you.
This is
3 days.
Yeah. You guys want to hear him make it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Cakes.
We're going to play this all day.
This is from
today.
Like Thursday or something.
Yeah.
Play this all day today, Cakes.
Yeah, it's great.
No, any place.
Wrong. They cannot lose to the Rams. It's physically impossible.
Are you guaranteeing a win?
I'm guaranteeing a win.
You can't do that
guaranteed
week to week.
What will you do if the Rams come into Washington and win?
Shave all your body hair.
How about this? You'd be my personal car service for a week of shows.
You mean I have to drive to your hood every day to pick you up in the morning and drop you off after the show is done?
Yeah, for a week, Monday through Friday.
I'd have to legitimately wake up at 3 in the morning.
If the Rams come into Washington and win.
Done. That one I will agree
CK.
To.
CK. Did you hear
if
that?
If the Rams come in and beat the Redskins, I'm your personal bitch boy driver for a week.
Cakes, this is the NFL. They pay the other teams, too.
The Rams are abysmal. They're an embarrassment to the NFL. How are they going to win?
Turnovers.
Steven Jackson's going to come in here and run for 200
turnovers,
yards.
Turnovers, and apparently Danny Smith, the boys aren't listening on coverage because I don't know what we're doing there.
All right, there it is. The bet consummated by Cakes. And you know what, Cakes? You delivered. You paid off in your bet.
I did,
I mean,
yes.
There are other guys, Jason Bishop, who say that they're going to do certain things, like throw a party if we hit number one.
I know.
With the fans, and then they just go, nope, not doing it. Or they say, if I ever go to the Bahamas again, I'm going to give you guys each $100 each.
No, I think it was $1,000.
$1,000, and he just doesn't deliver.
Here's the worst part for me.
That's called a welcher.
I did not learn my lesson from having to pay off this bet by having to drive you to and from work for a week, because after that was consummated, at some point, I made an outlandish bet on the Washington football team where I said I would never pick them ever to win a primetime game ever again. And if I do, if I slip up, I have to pay each of you guys a hunsky.
Right, that's your penance.
So a few years later, it escaped my mind, my feeble, addled mind, that I had made that bet. And of course, what do? I pick Washington to win a primetime game when we're doing our fifth iteration of breaking down the schedule once it's released. And of course, a listener, I think, hipped everybody to it. They were like, hey, Cakes picked Washington to win a primetime game.
Right.
He owes a bunch of people a lot of money. So I paid JP, Eric, Jason, both producers,
Medhurst, maybe.
Medhurst and I think Chris Russell. $700
anybody
right out of my pocket.
Anybody associated with the show at the time.
So I just peeling them off. I was peeling off hundos.
JP, you know my favorite former Dodger and Oakland Athletic pitcher, Bob Welsh.
Yes.
Yeah. I got posters of him in my room.
He's your idol.
If you were Cakes, you would have Welsh on both of those.
But I'll tell you what, I think I hooked Cakes a little bit that week because I played golf. I remember playing golf one day, maybe even two. I don't think you had to do a full week.
I think you're right. But let me just say this. After those two just gigantic losses on my resume, I now no longer make outlandish bets for huge amounts of money and or being somebody's personal chauffeur.
Well,
for
except you thought or you predicted that Ryan Fitzpatrick will throw like 30 touchdowns. I think that's pretty outlandish.
Okay, that might be outlandish, but there's not a huge amount of money like on the other end of
I think it's $5.
Yeah, maybe. It's I've learned to corral that over
anyway,
these last
the biggest
few years.
Play in that game was, I believe, Mark Bulger to Donnie Avery down the right sideline.
Yep.
That set up a game-winning field goal from Josh Brown with no time remaining, I believe.
I mean, Donnie Avery, he twisted some Washington DB around like a pretzel and caught the ball down the sideline to set up the game-winning field goal that that tipped the scales in your favor for that bet.
Well, absolutely. It was a great bet. Jason, you won that bet.
Well played.
Cakes paid off the bet, and that, of course, part of our PenFed Credit Union podcast. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. We're the Junkies. See you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.